This is an RNZ podcast.
Kia ora koutou katoa and nau mai, haere mai, and welcome to the very first episode of Midday Report Essentials with me, Charlotte Cook. On today's episode, we get the latest from police as they release pictures of an extremely dangerous man involved in the Ponsonby shooting. And in other news you might not have noticed, it's getting colder earlier than expected ahead of winter. So wrap up warm and listen to the Midday Report Essentials podcast. A homicide investigation has been launched after a shooting on Auckland's Ponsonby Road last night. Police responded to reports of gunshots at about 20 past 10 and found a man dead at the scene. Armed police have been patrolling since and a cordon is still in place between Franklin Road and Richmond Road. RNZ reporter Maya Ingo is at the cordon and joins us now. Kia ora, Maya. What's been happening there this morning?
Kia ora, Charlotte. Well, there's been armed police at the scene on Ponsonby Road all morning, really. There's been police cars coming in and out, and a scene investigation with a forensic team has been underway. Police have been going up and down the road, scouring for what evidence they can. Many people have been walking past the cordon this morning and found they could not get to their place of work or through the street on their way to work or school, either having to walk around the street or close shop for the day entirely.
And so what exactly do we know about what happened last night?
Well, as you said before, police said they were called to the scene after reports of gunshots at around 20 past 10 last night, and they found a man dead at the scene. One person I talked to who works at Duck Island just down the end of the street said she was escorted out by armed police shortly before 11 p.m, but many people didn't actually hear the gunshots from what I've heard. We've heard from some business owners that it may have been a drive-by incident, and overall people are feeling pretty shocked and pretty afraid.
Usually quite a busy area, Ponsonby. What is the reaction of residents and workers in the area? You've been staked out there for a while now.
Many people, as I said, they've been shocked and they're deeply saddened to hear of a death in Ponsonby. They say this kind of thing doesn't really happen in this area, but they feel like it's becoming more common across the country, and it is a concern for many people to hear that this kind of incident happened right around the corner. Many people have lived here for some years and say this is the first time they've really heard of something like this happening in the area.
Thank you very much. That's our reporter Maya Ingo, who is at the cordon. The police will be holding a press conference at 12:30 this afternoon. So, of course, we will bring you the latest from that as we have it. Mayors across the Wellington region are hoping to strike a water deal with the government. Under National's Local Water Done Well plan, Auckland Council has unanimously voted to separate its finances from Watercare. Local Government Minister Simeon Brown says this will allow the water entity to borrow more money to invest in infrastructure. Councils from Horowhenua, Kapiti, Wairarapa and the Hutt Valley, Porirua and Wellington City are meeting this Friday to discuss a regional water deal. Former Wellington Mayor Dame Kerry Prendergast will chair the meeting and joins me now. Tēnā koe, what's your reaction initially to the water deal in Auckland?
Well, good morning. Well, in fact, it's good afternoon. Look, I think it was essential that a deal was done with Auckland to help smooth what a significant investment over a longer period of time. It makes sense, and I'm really pleased for Mayor Wayne Brown that he's managed to do that deal.
And so then looking towards a greater Wellington region, what would a water deal look like in this little here?
So first of all, Charlotte, we are only having our first meeting on Friday. We're going to be signing an MOU, or the mayors will all sign an MOU, which is about working together as the regulations, which have not yet been drafted or has anybody seen them, which are due the middle of the year, and more regulations next year. This is about working together to agree what a structure might look like to deliver water, the three waters, in this region. Once we've got an agreed package and a structure, that is the time we would go to government and say, looking out over the next 10 years, is this affordable? No, it's not. Can we talk to you about a deal?
So you're very early stages at this point. Are you expecting all mayors to get on board?
At this stage, the mayors are all on board and there are pull-out points, but I'm hopeful that they're all going to stay the distance. There's been a very clear message from this government that they don't want small councils going it alone. There is benefits of scale, so working together and coming up with a package to invest in what is significant asset management needs for this region is absolutely critical. I'm pretty confident this region has heard the message. They've read the tea leaves. They know if they don't do something, it'll be done to them. They're facing a local government election at the end of next year. I think I'm going to find they want to work together and come up with what would be the second deal after Auckland.
You won't have the details on this, but in a general sense, what could a deal like this look like for ratepayers, or how would it affect ratepayers?
Look, we don't have the detail, but what we do have in the Wellington region is areas that probably need more investment than others, areas that already have water meters and others don't. So I think what we'll be seeing is some bottom lines around affordability and around equitable funding solutions, so that ratepayers won't see that there's cross-subsidisation happening. That is really complicated when you're pulling together this many local authorities and convincing ratepayers that they're all going to have their assets looked after appropriately and prioritised appropriately.
So what's the to-do list for Friday? By the end of the meeting, what do you hope to come out with?
So by the end of the meeting, we'll be having introductions. They should all know each other pretty well, and I've been getting around meeting them all. They're going to sign the MOU, and they've all been that's all been signed off by their council, so that shouldn't be a problem. They're delegated to do that. There's then going to be a work program set out. So just what are the steps to be achieved over the next year? So they will be workshopping that and understanding that work's been done by their own technical staff, by their chief executives, and what they're now being exposed to. Is this politically going to look okay?
And just to be clear, at what point would this deal that doesn't yet exist in a substantial form be presented to the government?
Look, I would hope we'd have a pretty clear way forward towards the end of this year. So say we're at the beginning of the process. We want it, and certainly the majority of the mayors I've talked to want this deal sorted out by mid-next year. So I would hope that we'll be keeping government informed and going back looking for any extra support that we might need along the lines of an Auckland deal towards the end of this year. So they've got time to work on it.
Will you have anyone from government at the meeting on Friday, central government?
No. They've been before. There was a workshop, I think maybe 6 weeks ago, and the Minister of Infrastructure and the Minister of Local Government were both there, and they were very clear in their message to the local mayors that they had to do something.
Tēnā koe, thank you for coming on the show. That is former Wellington Mayor Dame Kerry Prendergast, who is chairing a meeting on Friday of the wider Wellington Regional Councils to discuss a water deal. E2 is having its case against TVNZ's job cuts heard at the Employment Relations Authority today. The union says the broadcaster didn't follow the consultation requirements outlined in its collective employment agreement when it announced plans to cut staff in March. Fair Go, Sunday Renews and the Midday and Tonight bulletins have been axed, meaning nearly 70 jobs have been lost. Our reporter Lucy Shear has been at the investigation meeting this morning.
So this
morning we heard first from Daisy McWedge, who's a producer for one of the ACT programs, Fair Go. She said that last year staff were invited to attend a thing called Idea Week, which are sessions to brainstorm about the future transition of TVNZ. She said that they were made aware of the challenges that the organisation faced in this media landscape with falling advertising revenue, and that there were discussions about the transition from broadcast to digital. But she stressed that while those sessions sought staff ideas in a broad way, it didn't equate with engaging employees in actually developing the changes for the organisation, and that it wasn't very clear to staff that the ideas that they'd contributed would be actioned on, and that it felt more like a brainstorming. So we also heard today from Michael Wood, who's the negotiation specialist for A2, and he said that it wasn't really until the 8th of March this year that staff and the union were told about the job cuts. And he says that TVNZ executives had already been discussing, you know, its $10 million that it needed to make in savings in late 2023, but that between then and March this year, employees were not really made aware of what that could lead to in terms of jobs.
And so what does Etu, the union, hope to come out of the claim?
So ETU is really hoping that TVNZ would go back to the drawing board and work properly with their staff members to shape a way forward which values the staff's contribution to this media landscape.
So more on this coming out this afternoon?
Yes, so we are expecting to hear from several senior executives at TVNZ this afternoon, and the hearing will continue into tomorrow.
It's our reporter Lucy Shear, who is at the investigation meeting between E2 and TVNZ at the Employment Relations Authority today. Get ready to feel the chill around Aotearoa as temperatures drop across the motu. Cantabrians will feel the brunt of it, with 3 days facing the prospect of sub-zero temperatures. Taranaki might also get some heavy rain, while other parts of the country will just begin to feel that winter chill. Met Service meteorologist Matapelo Matabuklani joins me now. Kia ora. It's cold out there.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Yes, definitely. As you said, a winter chill ahead. That will be the theme of the week. And we will be seeing these cold temperatures touching pretty much every part of the country, from the far south all the way up to those places like Northland and Auckland that tend to be a little bit more temperate.
Yeah, I saw that Auckland has been particularly cold over the weekend, the longest in quite a while it's been that cold.
Yeah, that's right. And we're still expecting those cool temperatures to continue for this week. And that will be felt both in the maximum and the minimum temperatures, those daytime temperatures only staying in around the mid-teens up in Auckland. And of course, those early morning temperatures around 5 degrees expected. Those single digits certainly are cold ones for Auckland.
Yeah, and how long will this cold be around for? I mean, it is winter, isn't it?
We are heading towards winter, so we're still in autumn, sort of that last month of autumn heading towards winter. So we can start to expect more and more of these cooler temperatures. This one that we are expecting for this week will be quite persistent and will definitely be a noticeable shift in those temperatures. And just out of interest, it's quite a stark contrast compared to this time last year. We were talking about record-breaking warm temperatures, those overnight temperatures around 18 degrees up north, but this time we're talking about quite cold temperatures for the rest of this week at least.
Thank you very much for the latest there. Certainly noticed it this morning when I was getting up. That is Met Service meteorologist Matapelo Matabuklani on the chill around Aotearoa. Tēnā koe, and thanks for listening to today's episode. Keep an eye out for Apopo, tomorrow's episode, wherever you get your podcasts from.